Our gospel reading is from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, as it had been told them. The Gospel of our Lord. Today in my homily, I'd like to share three things from the Christmas story. I would like to suggest that Christmas changes us. It's changing us who are gathered here. And then I would like to further say that Christmas challenges us and that Christmas comforts us. I don't think Mary and Joseph's life was ever the same after this Christmas day in Bethlehem. And you perhaps are sitting with family, have family that gather and friends. The gathering of people change us. If you can remember when you didn't have children but now have them in a family, you can just look at the change. And in time, you can't probably remember much about being a baby, but you might be able to go back to your childhood and maybe your high school days and your college days if you went, or if not, your professional days and then your retirement days. I join you there, and my goodness, have we changed. And because of Christ living in us and Christ coming to this earth, and on this Christmas day we celebrate his becoming flesh and dwelling among us, and his grace and glory revealed to us as we live our lives in the Christian community and in our personal relationship with God, we have changed. And changes are good. Let us give thanks for another year of our families being able to come together and this congregation being able to gather in this place and once again celebrate the glorious birth of our Lord. And in a culture that is becoming extremely secular, let us lift up the spiritual aspects of our life and this community and all that God has given us, and let us invite more. The shepherds were probably never the same. Can you imagine being out there with sheep or your workplace and the angels showing up and telling you what has happened? Their lives changed. And so we find great comfort and challenge in knowing that change is always happening. It's just constant in life. And at this Christmas season, we rejoice in the good changes God brings to our lives and the world in which we live. The change he brought to Mary and Joseph. And we honored Mary, who was available for God to bring the changes of a birth in her life. May you welcome change in the coming year. And as we look forward to the next Christmas, oh my goodness, it's hard to even think about that right now. But another time we will come and we will celebrate all the good things Christ has done for us. And then they challenge us. When the angels said to the shepherds, "Peace, goodwill to men," that's a challenge for us. I trust you've had peace in your family. I trust there's goodwill in your community, in the place where you work, in the people you touch. I pray for, as an interim pastor, I pray for the peace of God to be strong in the life of this parish and goodwill to come into its future. And we're very much a part of that. The angel may have said it, but the shepherds, Mary, Joseph, and of course Jesus, the Prince of Peace, will bring it to this world. So identify with them. And as you go throughout this day and the days that come, be a peaceable person. Bring goodwill and understand that it's more than just you bringing that, but God is working in you. And then Christmas comforts us. I live in South Carolina. And back in the 1800s, this country went through a horrible time of war where brothers fought brother. Citizens of this country fought one another in this country's civil war. And the church I pastored and my wife with me in South Carolina, we had a cemetery. And I was shocked because being from Wausau in the north, I never saw gravestones with C. S.A. on them. I was used to USA. And they would put their Confederate flags on their Memorial Day, celebrating the Confederate States of America. This country needed a lot of comfort during that time, just like in any time of stress, in the times in which we live. We need comfort. But I can honestly say, being a northerner living in South Carolina, the comfort has come. And they like us moving down there because we bring some economy encouragement to them. And our churches get bigger because the population grows. But we also can look back and comfort one another in the reality that there are losses in life. But because of what Jesus has done, those kind of losses can be healed. It was Henry Wadsworth Longfellow who lived from 1807 to 1882. And between 1860 and his death, he had family members. I'm not sure if it was a son or another relative male in his family, was killed in the Civil War. And it was Christmas Day. And he wrote this hymn that, or this poem that has become a hymn that we oftentimes sing. And the first line of the hymn, or of the poem, has become the hymn. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill towards men. I thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men, till ringing, singing on its way, the world resolved from day to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. On this Christmas Day, let us not only hear the bells, but let us be peaceable people, and let us give thanks, and let God comfort us in our times of sorrow. Amen.